colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. And article after article, looking at the European Union going forward, looking at NATO, looking at all of Europe, all these different countries with their rich traditions, and what is to be done when they are under assault by Ukraine, possible collapse, and Russia aggression, by the immigration waves that are coming from the Mediterranean basin and the Middle East, and now by the Gaza war. Judy, you mentioned anti-Semitism. It is not just Europe, Judy. I report to you that anti-Semitism in America has never looked more grave, and I have it from very good sources that no one expected anything like this. It's the worst since Father Coughlin, which is out of memory, but that's the 1930s when anti-Semitism was practiced on the radio and on newspapers. Now it's routine on our college campuses, on our most elite universities. So Europe is not in any way to be singled out here, but I need to understand the Gaza war is an aspect of national security for Israel. How is it viewed at the European Union's commission area? Do they set policy when it comes to using special language or special facts? We're getting there's an information space war going on. How is the European Union handling it, Judy?
Yes, there is a huge information space going on. And I think the European Union is actually handling it very badly. First of all, the European Union don't have the huge kind of social network and social media that is necessary, let alone the simple television or radio. It's quite primitive, actually, and it's very reactive. So it's left up to the member states. And the member states have been slow on the uptake. Germany has tried to be a bit more, has been robust in speaking out against anti-Semitism, but it hasn't been strong enough. There's been demonstrations in support of Israel, but there's been countless pro-Palestinian demonstrations with people not identifying themselves, wearing hoods and scarves, and an older generation as well, and very, very, very anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. Both for them are the same sides of the coins, anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. That's all about it. And it took the German vice chancellor, who's also the economy minister and climate change minister, Robert Habeck, who's a green politician, who gave this extraordinary video last week, a 10-minute clip, so coherent, so unambiguous, so direct, so loaded with clarity on what was at stake in Germany in terms of the anti-Semitism, in terms of the role of the Muslim communities, in terms of Islam. He spelled out what Hamas was. I mean, this video, it's available for anybody who wants to see it on social media. Robert Habeck is his name. It should be used and watched in every single school across Germany. And one point about the schools, teachers, as the leading German newspaper reported, teachers are not actually addressing this issue because they are afraid, and they're afraid of the polarization of the schools, or afraid of reaction from parents. It's simply not discussed what is happening here with growing anti-Semitism, even though the Holocaust happened in Germany, and there's a terrible fear now that Jews may pack up their bags and leave. At least some of them will leave.
I know in Paris there's a concern about the vote. I know in London there's a concern about the vote. That is, we will alienate the Muslims who are voting, and therefore it is my need as a politician to be both-sidism. Is that also true in Germany, both-sidism because of the Muslim vote?
That's a very difficult question. It's hard to answer this. If this is a fear, well, then it amounts to a kind of ambivalence or cowardice, frankly. Either we have values, and the German constitution, which always supports the state of Israel for historical reasons, and you have a democracy based on tolerance. This must be articulated loudly. Absolutely. And this should be not pandering to votes. This should be about the kind of democratic society and country that everybody wants to live in. and with safety and security. And the safety and security for Jews is not now here.
Judy Dempsey is the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe. This is the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I recommend it, especially now, because there are many voices that can be heard by reading one document that comes to you straightforwardly. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.